State Rep. Stephanie Kifowet is joining the show. She is taking on House Speaker Mike Madigan for speakership. You're a fellow Democrat, and I was just discussing this with our one of my favorite political folks is Rick Pearson at the Tribune, and he said that he doesn't, and he's been doing this a long time. We don't remember last time something like this has ever happened before. Stephanie, how you doing?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't think ever in history there has been somebody challenging the current Speaker of the House.
Okay, so you are. Let me just read a little bit of your bio, because not everyone is familiar with you and who you are. I said you're a Democrat. You were a Marine. You proudly served your country in the U.S. Marine Corps. You were, people in Aurora may know you, alderman for 9 years there. Now you're a state rep in the 84th District, serving the residents of Aurora, Oswego, Montgomery, and Naperville. You're a former finance person, so that's part of your background. And now you said, hey, you know what? We need a change in the speakership, and so you're pushing forward with this. Do you have much support? Tell me what drove you to do this and where things are now.
Well, I think back in July, I wrote a letter to Speaker Madigan stating that I believe the right thing for him to step down as Speaker under being named Public Official A in the FBI documents, mostly because I believe the integrity of the office of Speaker of the House has been compromised. And, it undermines public trust in the institution of government. And, you know, like you said, I served my country in the United States Marine Corps. My husband actually served his country in the United States Army, and my son is currently serving on active duty in the Navy. So, to me, I think our country and our government, whether it's on the national level, the state level, the local level, needs to be held to a higher standard when you're in such a significant position of leadership, such as Speaker of the House.
Okay, he's Public Official A. He hasn't been charged with a crime, but he's certainly front and center in that criminal indictment against ComEd for a years-long bribery scheme that the feds laid out, and lots of different things that still may come there, lots more to be learned. We just saw the initial indictment the feds had. Is that what sort of led you to say, wait a minute, this cloud around the speaker is the problem, or do you think this has just been building up for years? And what would you point to as the reasons why we need a change?
Well, I think this cloud is the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't think that we should have a standard for our leadership positions as being within the confines of the law. I think people need to live in a moral and ethical fashion. When we pass laws, it's an after effect. So if you do something, you get charged. But I think right now people need to be ethically and morally and honest in leadership positions of government. So I just personally don't believe that just saying a leader should stay within the confines of the law is correct. I think we need to have a much higher standard of principle and ethics for those individuals in very high leadership positions in the state.
A lot more to ask you about, Representative Kifowet. We have to pause here, but can you stick around for a minute here? We've got a little more I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
Including if anyone has pulled you aside privately and said, what the heck are you doing? Are you challenging him? I need to ask you that and a lot more. So Stephanie Kifowet is her name. She's a state rep. She wants to be the speaker and challenge Mike Madigan. We'll talk with her coming up here on the show. Talking with Democrat State Rep Stephanie Kifowet. She is challenging Speaker Mike Madigan for the House speakership. She has decided that she would like to do that. She's a fellow Democrat. She's a Marine. And she is very brave, many would say, because this hasn't happened before. And I asked you right before the break, half jokingly, did anyone at any point pull you aside and say, what are you doing? Why? Don't do this. Did you get anything like that?
Well, I mean, I got some individuals were encouraged. I talked to, and some were, a little bit hesitant. He sits on $20-some million and controls both the Democratic Party of Illinois and the speakership right now, and it is quite a daunting task, but I believe that when you're compelled to stand up for people and to compelled to stand up for what's right, there's no good time to do it. And you just have to stand up and take a stand for the people of Illinois, I believe, and the integrity of the Illinois House.
Well, you touched on something there. You talked about the funds, because he does control an enormous amount of funds, the speaker does, and he bankrolls campaigns. And so often, you, as a representative, and I believe you may even have taken some of the, these campaign funds, correct me if I'm wrong, but you take them because he is able to help you win, and then you're sort of like kind of bound to him in this way that maybe has become a problem over the years, some would argue. Is this part of the system that you'd like to see changed?
Oh, I think so. I think it's very beneficial to a checks and balance system where you do not have the Democratic Party chair being the exact same person as the Speaker of the House. We're Democrats, and we expect support from the Democratic Party of Illinois. That's the same as the Republican Party of Illinois. But when you have this blurred line of if you are an independent Democrat such as myself, now am I going to get repercussions or, you know, other things down the line because of standing up for myself. And that's a big unknown, but that's a risk I'm willing to take a stand and to, you know, say that I feel that the state of Illinois needs to move forward, needs to move into the future, and part of that movement is new leadership in the office of Speaker of the House.
Okay, so Speaker of the House is one thing, head of the Democratic Party is another, and I know initially when this indictment came down, a lot of folks were sort of scratching their heads, wondering when everyone, you know, in the Democratic Party was going to kind of say, well, wait, should he still be head of the party when this happens? If nothing else, maybe should step aside during this investigation until he's clear. I don't hear those cries as loudly as I would have hoped, I guess the way I would put that. Are you satisfied with your fellow Democrats and how they are sort of speaking out or not in this case?
Well, I think at the end of the day, everybody has to make their own decisions for themselves. And I can only control one person, that is myself, that I've spoken out loudly, and now I'm speaking out louder to make a stance to bring some integrity to the office of Speaker of the House. I agree with you. I think he should have stepped aside while this is all coming down. That's what my letter said back in July. But as for, you know, the head of the party, that lies on the state central committee men. Now, I'm a state rep on the other side. So they need to discuss that amongst the state central committee men going forward as well.
Mm-hmm. We just talked to Rick Pearson at the Chicago Tribune. He said it might be sort of a long shot bid you've got here. Brave and one maybe the choice is recognized. I think people might appreciate that. But at the end of the day, do you think you could really pull this off?
Well, at the end of the day, it's a work in progress, and I'm going to be talking to my colleagues and listening to them and getting their feedback and working on how they believe the Illinois House needs to function going forward into the future. We're in 2021, and I certainly hope it's going to be better than 2020. And I think that people who stand for what they believe in, whether it's a sure thing or a long shot, that shouldn't dissuade anybody from standing up and really doing what they believe is right. And that's how I view things. I'm standing up to have a position of what I believe that the people of Illinois would like, which is new leadership going forward into 2021. We have a lot of things we have to deal with. We cannot have any distractions in the office of Speaker of the House. We cannot have any compromised integrity, and I believe in that. So regardless if it's a long shot or a surefire win, I think that that shouldn't dissuade anybody from standing up for what they believe in.
You know, you seem to view things in a way that's very different than the way business has been done in Springfield, and so in that way you're an agent of change. We talk about some of these things all the time. We hear from listeners who say, you know, if only we had term limits, if only we do this, only lobbying. I mean, there's so many things that come up that sort of corrupt Springfield from the inside out. And I just wonder what you would say if would be the top three things you'd like to see change for our state.
Well, I think that really respecting representatives to be the representative of their districts is number one, and ending that over-dependence on one person, which in this case is Mike Madigan. I think we need to have representatives that can stand on their own feet and that are strong and encouraged and, you know, work for their districts. And there's many internal changes I'd like to make. I'm not going to bore you with the inner wonkings of the Illinois House. But I do believe that the caucus right now is fragmented and they don't work together. And I think working together, we can have a lot of good ethics changes. We have ideas on the House and on the Senate side. And I believe in collaboration. I don't believe it's just me. And I believe there's a lot of smart, intelligent, passionate people in the House that have been silenced for a lot of years that I want to listen to and work together both sides of the aisle. And I am a collaborator. And right now we don't have that in the House.
You know, I've got to ask you about something else, the graduated income tax that's on the ballot right now. It seems that the polling on both sides is saying they both feel like they've got it, the ones who are for this to pass and the ones against it. It seems that close, I guess, is the way to say that. You've seen upwards of almost $100 million going out there. You've got Governor Pritzker funding some of this on one side. You've got billionaire Ken Griffin on another side, just putting tens of millions of dollars toward convincing us one way or another. Where do you fall on this whole thing? What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, obviously, if they're throwing tens of millions of dollars at campaigns, they certainly are not missing it on their bottom line. I mean,
right.
Bottom line gets stressed when I got to take my dog to the vet for a couple $100.
You know? About it. It's like, wow.
I mean, so obviously, this is an example of why... I believe that we need to look at this in a more different way, is that these millionaires, each side can throw all this money at a campaign. What it does is very simple. It matches Illinois with over 30 other states in the federal government, and, the rates were already set in law last year. So, with regards to the campaign, I encourage residents to do their homework. There's a lot of information swirling around out there, and it's not a brand new unique idea. It's been around. It's around our neighboring states for a long time, and it's true. The state of Illinois is in financial straits through bad decisions of the past, going back decades. It's coming to roost right now. And at the end of the day, if people want affordable college and if people want to have lower property taxes and if they need states, to fund systems such as the Department of Children and Family Services, which were woefully understaffed and they're overworked, I mean, that's what needs to happen, I believe.
Mm-hmm. What do you hear from your constituents right now? What are the top concerns?
Well, I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there. The number one thing is that we will not tax retirement income. That is not part of this constitutional amendment at all. And I've been in the General Assembly long enough to know that my colleagues do not have a flavor for that at this point. And I believe that people are just confused. Whenever you have... legal language out there, people are kind of confused what the language means and confused on, what the implications are of it. And, I'm just answering individuals' questions as they call and if they have concerns or need clarification. And I think there's just so much misinformation and information going around. It's almost like a hodgepodge of messages, and I think a lot of people are getting frustrated, and so I'm very happy to help people
wade
both
through
sides
it.
Of the
I hear you. It's there is a lot out there. Stephanie, I hope you keep in touch. It seems like you have a long road ahead of you to actually achieve this, but who knows? I mean, who knows what happens next in 2020, and certainly in this election, or in mm-hmm. what's in front of you. But please.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know if anybody else wants to jump in this race with me. So it's a wait and see and a work in progress. And it's just disappointing that people are trying to score cheap political points over this. I think that we can have a respectful debate about the future of the Illinois House.
I hope so. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You too, State Rep. Stephanie Kifowit. There. She wants to beat the House Speaker, 630. Hey, Stephanie, I'm from Montgomery, but in the little sliver that is actually the district. Nonetheless, excited to hear that you want to take on the role of speaker. You have experience, and I'd love to see it. You'd be great in that role. Bravo for the state rep. 847 says, first step in the need to clean up the rest of Illinois.